Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and beyond. Every weekday around 10 a.m. Brought to you by the attorneys of Thomas White & Gill. Find them online at memphisfamilylaw.com.
Chris, what are we listening to?
It's Do Your Thing by Isaac Hayes from his soundtrack to the 1971 film Shaft that was used as part of the soundtrack to Bluff City Law last night.
How did our fair city look last night in Bluff City Law?
It was the least, from a location standpoint, it's probably the least Memphis-y show they've done. It was actually set, most of last night's episode was set in the fictional East Tennessee town of McRae.
Mm-hmm.
But they cobbled that together from various locations. So there was a little bit of Collierville Town Square, there was a little bit of Harbor Town, and there was a little bit of stuff that I did not recognize that I think could not have been shot in Memphis, just sort of cutaway establishing shots.
Yeah, I heard
so it was, they went east.
I gotcha. And it was about the opioid crisis. Did you like this particular episode?
Yeah, I think it's really actually settled down. The last couple of weeks, it's a much better show, just as a piece of, you know, TV drama than it was early in the season. You know, it may be too little too late. It's probably too little too late. But I found that it's a much more watchable show the last couple of weeks.
Okay, people can watch it, and they can still help the cause if they do watch it. So that's what sort of matters, evidently, from the folks in charge, saying that's how you keep this thing alive. So we shall see. All right, Grizzlies lost last night. They are going to lose a lot of games this year. You have pointed that out. I know you are not interested in this saga, but I was listening to Peter Edmiston this morning, and all he could talk about was how few minutes John Morant's playing. And it became an issue last night. I have to say that you pointed out the numbers yesterday, that he's averaging 28 minutes a game and whatever. It was lots of these rookies have in the past averaged 28, 30 minutes a game. I guess more broadly speaking, I don't see the issue. Like beyond, I don't want to beat the hell out of John Morant. Wins don't particularly matter. Like in the larger scheme of everything else, why do I even care if he's playing 28 minutes or 30 minutes? But I mean, he's fat. He's incredibly. You watched that game last night. And he is mesmerizing. He's dunking on people. I mean, he's
I think that's the main reason. It's A, people are yearning to try to win this game, but
right.
Then B, people just want to watch him play.
Right.
And it's like the interest level in watching the game dips so much when he's off the floor.
Dramatic.
Want him to not be off the floor. I think that's a lot of it. You know, would I have any quarrel if he was playing 32 instead of 28? No, that'd be fine too. Like, I don't think he should be playing like 38 or 39 like RJ Barrett is. But you know, I would not object to John Morant getting more minutes, but where he's at right now, it's not particularly an issue. The scariest thing last night was when he went and tried to
right.
dunk on the guy, jumped from like, you know, 10 feet out. And landed in a way that, like, he could have blown out his knee. That's pretty scary. And so I would, you know, however many minutes he plays, I would, like, let's be a little careful out there, maybe.
Well, that's an issue. He tries to kill people with dogs and could end up doing harm to himself. I will say that, everyone was down with the John Morant pick. I don't know who wasn't down with the John Morant pick.
I did a poll the night of the lottery, and it was like 89-90% wanted to pick John Morant.
Right. So this was consensus. It was by acclamation. It was everyone knew it. Everyone wanted it. As soon as they got the number two pick, you knew that meant John Morant, et cetera, all of that.
Right.
Having said that, he's even more fun than I thought. I mean, I think this has been an incredibly auspicious start. Do you not?
No, I've been sort of out of Grizzlies mode the last few days. I'm shifting back into it today, and so I've started working on something. Hopefully I'll have up later this afternoon. I'm going to wait and go to practice and, you know, see what people say in scrums in case I need to incorporate that into anything. But, I mean, the heading of my first item is the worst team in the league is off to a great start. And it's that. A, I think they're probably the worst team in the league right now if you're being objective about it. But then B, like, they're off to a great start because the thing that matters most by far of anything is Ja Morant looking like he can be a star. Not only does he look like he can be a star, he looks like he might just be a star.
Already, yes. And okay, let me ask you this. And this is premature, and you may get irritated at this question. You've said over and over again that, I don't know if you said that Jaren Jackson Jr. is the face of this franchise or the whatever, but, like, is he... And they don't have to be pitted against each other. That's what ultimately happened in Minnesota.
Right.
They became pitted against each other. You have to pick one. They have to, like, whereas Clay, Steph, Draymond, like, those guys were never pitted against each other. You know, it doesn't have to be one. But is Ja becoming the star on this team?
That's what we're going to do.
Yes. No, but I mean, that's what we're going to do. Is there any peril of Ja? We saw the peril play out in Minnesota, I guess. Is Jaren Jackson Jr.? The most important thing is that Ja becomes a star. It's also important that Jaren Jackson Jr. consolidate his, as you said, consolidate what we saw last year. And it's too early to know if he is or isn't, right, at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to sort through all that.
Just start talking. Say what you want to say.
Is it a problem if Ja Morant is better than Jaren Jackson? No, that's not a problem.
It's great.
They're both really good. As long as they're really good together, that's sort of the key. I mean, Jaren Jackson showed last year he is all-star level NBA upside. I mean, he did stuff at age 19 that people just haven't done. And even though he's gotten off to a little bit of a slow start this season, like, he hasn't done anything to suggest, that was a mirage. He's not. No, he has that ability. It's not going to necessarily click into place, you know, right now. Like, he is 4 days older than Precious Achiuwa.
Right.
And so, like, he's, like, super young. He's still growing into his body. I think he's going to be great. Will Ja Morant be better? Yeah, maybe.
That would be good. And he also is also dependent more on the scheme and the larger team because he just doesn't have the ball in his hands all the time. Yeah, exactly.
And I think what you see, what you're seeing in some of these games is, like, he just has the ball. And, like, there was one play last night where he drives into the lane, drives into traffic, Steve Nash style, drives into traffic, keeps the ball alive, there's a full 360, and while he's doing a 360, he's looking for someone to, like, an open shooter, a cutter. He's looking for something. He finds nothing. He just does a full 360 and goes back to the rim and lays it up. So, like, Ja Morant can get his own because he's a point guard. He's a lead guard. For other kinds of players who aren't going to be primary ball handlers, you got to elevate them within your team system. And so that's why it's going to be wonkier with a Jaren Jackson Jr.
If he's a star, and I think you're right, he could be a star. Like, when do young stars start to win?
Oh, I mean, again, they're both 20 years old. Like, they're just, I mean, it depends on what else happens around them. And I think, you know, Karl Anthony Towns is who hopefully we'll see in here tomorrow night. I think his suspension will be done, I believe. I think it's a 2-game suspension. Like, he is playing MVP level now, and he's got them off to, like, you know, they lost without him last night, but, like, with him, they were off to 4-1, 4-2 start, whatever. But he's been awesome. Like, he's been awesome. They've been to the playoffs once in his career.
Right.
I don't see, as good as Ja Morant is or may be, I don't think he's going to be someone who by himself will a team into the playoffs. It's going to have to be a good team. And it's going to have to be him and Jaren Jackson Jr. and what else they can find around that. And so, like, I have no thought of them being competing for a playoff spot next season.
Right.
Now, year three of Ja Morant? Yeah, I would hope so. I would hope so. I think that's very possible depending on how they manage their team. But I think that'll be the earliest.
So you fully expect them to give up a lottery pick to Boston in the 21 draft?
Top six protected in the way the lot.
Right.
People got.
Not this draft.
The 21. The lottery is different now.
The 21 draft when it won't be protected. That's what
What's
I,
that?
The 21 draft, I said. The 21 draft. The 21 draft, it's not protected. So, right?
Yeah, but what happens in the 2021 draft depends on what happens in next year's draft.
Right, exactly right. Yes.
They may give a pick to Boston next summer.
That's what I'm saying. I see. They may give the. I see what you're saying. Okay. They may give.
It's not six protected. Like they could be. I mean, if they're one of the, I guess.
If they're the worst team in the league, it's hard to drop to. Yeah.
Yeah, and so I mean, well, I think they'd have to be a bottom two team to guarantee they keep the pick, which they may be. They may not be.
Right. Okay. Then beyond that, last night, Bruno Caboclo played, got some minutes. He was okay. That was interesting.
I think he should be playing. That's another thing I'll probably write about. Like I know it's so early, but to me, it was funny last night on the broadcast, they kept talking about Dylan Brooks as the best net rating or the best plus minus or whatever on the team. And that was the nice way for the team broadcasters to say, man, Grayson Allen and Marco Gudoric have been bad.
Right.
Because that's what that means. And so, to me, I would, you know, it's not just a matter of, like, what's happening lately, but just who I think is the better players. I would be playing Bruno, and I would, you know, ship Kyle Anderson, you know, to the wing and play D'Anthony Melton, and, like, that's what I would play with. I would rather see Bruno and Melton playing.
Right.
Than Grayson Allen, who's out now anyway, Gudoric and Solomon Hill. And so I think Bruno should just be playing.
And what'd you make of the technicals last night?
Of the what?
The technicals.
I don't care. I don't make anything. I mean, I watched it.
Right.
I'd already turned over to Bluff City Law, but I went back and watched the some of the clips and, like, whatever. I don't care.
Right. All right, Chris, thank you very much. We will talk to you. You're going to write this piece today. Is the piece on the Grizzlies? Are you returning to Grizzlies coverage today?
That's my plan. We'll see how it goes.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.